The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to November 1984.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWent, and today we have most of the regular panel with us. On my right, studying his watch from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here. On his right from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Humbled to be here.
Okay.
In your company.
Doesn't take much.
Ed.
Right from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. On Mary Jo's right from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. And on Sarah's right, my left, from the Department of Political Science, Professor John Burkholder.
I beg your pardon.
Klemanski.
Happy to be here.
I didn't know which persona you were today.
Oh, right. That was all. Right.
Okay, most of the questions you hear in this program are submitted by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you receive an autograph, photograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you receive a photograph, autograph, and a bumper sticker.
He did that well, didn't he?
On to the show.
Straight.
On our last program...
We could autograph your photographed autograph, though, if you want. Bring them in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or we could take a picture of that.
Bring it to the picnic.
You could autograph your bumper sticker.
That's true.
Yeah. Or you could photograph your bumper sticker.
That's where you could photograph your bumper sticker.
Yeah. You could photograph us autographing your bumper. Let's just carry on.
Yeah, let's do that.
We could sign that, too, if you would like.
On our last show, we were nearing the end of some questions from Russell Berman, Beverly Hills, California. We are down to the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Were
we doing well?
We're doing great.
You're doing well. You were doing very well.
I like those.
Well.
We don't even need to answer this correctly.
You really don't.
This is a gimme.
Why not? Who is the only performer to have won an Oscar, Tony, Emmy, and Grammy Award? Only performer.
So a record?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rita Moreno.
That's right.
And that's not Moreno. It's Moreno.
We sit here stunned and in awe.
So do I.
That's...
Amazing.
You want to know what she won?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she won for West Side Story.
Yes.
Okay.
She won an Emmy for some children's program.
Electric Company.
And she won the Grammy for some song that she did.
In the West Side Story?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Hmm.
How about that?
My gosh.
Well, now.
There is a man of knowledge.
When? See, you're going to get him sooner or later.
When what?
Did all this take place?
I'm not sure.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
She's no kid, you know.
Just to test your memory... What is the name of Jonathan and Jennifer Hart's dog on the TV series Heart to Heart?
Freeway.
Yes.
That's right. We had that.
Very good.
I got it wrong last time.
That's true. But it burned itself into your memory.
You banked that one, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, we thank Mr. Berman. He didn't stump the panel, but he'll receive his photographed autograph and his bumper sticker that he can proudly display on his car in Beverly Hills, California.
Mm-hmm.
And hope to hear from him again. Send in some more. Those are good.
That'll be a classy bumper sticker there in Beverly
Hills.
He'll be
the first in his block. Mm-hmm.
He certainly will be that.
He can sneer at all the BMWs driving by.
Yeah, yeah.
From his Audi.
We haven't worked out yet how to get a secret compartment into the bumper sticker, but we're at work on it, Mr. Beverly Hills.
Yes. Our next set of questions comes from Eugene Armata of Utica, New York.
Right.
Right.
Who says, "Dear professors, first six questions, myth and legends." The first six questions are in myth and legends, I guess.
Oh, he's correct.
Okay. This island lay beyond the Pillars of Hercules. I should actually say this continent.
Atlantis.
Yes.
Nuclear power will put us on the map.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. This island was Ulysses' home. Penelope.
Well, Greece.
No.
Crete.
Nope.
Melos. Delos.
Right.
Was Ulysses' home an island?
Yes.
Hmm.
When Ulysses returned home to Penelope.
Yeah, she was waiting for him.
I thought she lived on the Peloponnesus, which is why it's called the Peloponnesus.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. They lived on an island, did they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Argos?
No.
One still known today to us.
Skyros.
It begins with an I.
begins.
Islamabad.
It's followed with a T and an H.
Ithaca.
Ithaca.
Oh, did he have tenure at Cornell?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Sure, in the classics department.
Right. Although no, it was called current events back then.
No, he couldn't have got tenure in that department.
Maybe it was geography. I don't know. What this bird was reborn from its own ashes.
A phoenix.
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 This person flew too close to the sun.
Icarus.
That's right. The knights of the round table sought this.
Grail.
The Grail.
That's right.
Comma, holy.
Yes.
Kind of comma. Olive oil.
That's about the way I'm doing my index right now.
Smith, comma.
Ale, drinking of. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Comma, spilling. Yes. Comma, warm.
These were a nation of warlike women.
Harpies.
No.
Amazons.
Yes.
The harpies were just shrews.
Yeah.
But they... Oh. Mm-hmm.
They were bellicose.
Your harpies are
but
true.
Not violent.
I see.
Yeah, now, it's your basic nag.
These next have to deal with sports, obviously, or something
that's
like that.
The Tigers.
Nice transition there.
Who won five gold medals for speed skating in the 1980 Winter Olympics?
Eric.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Hyde.
Severide.
Eric
Hyde.
Hyden.
Yes,
there it
very
is.
Very good. What team holds the North American record for all professional sports of 33 consecutive wins?
I don't understand the question.
What team has won 33 games in a row or something, and that's a record in all professional sports?
The Celtics. Professional.
Yes.
Basketball.
That's Celtics.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the Celtics, but it's a basketball team.
Lakers?
The Lakers, yes.
It's the only other team?
What do you measure with a hygrometer?
I'll measure my shoes sometimes. So. Hygrometer?
Hygrometer? High gross.
High gross.
How high the high gross?
Yeah. Is that H-Y-G-R?
H-Y-G-R.
Hygrometer.
Moisture in the earth.
Water?
Moisture
in the basement.
In the
mine.
Real problem.
Mine. Warped
mine.
Mine.
And not air. In the earth. In the air.
In your knee.
Humidity.
That's right.
Humidity.
What do you measure with an anemometer?
Wind speed.
That's right.
Anemons.
Anemons.
And anadads.
Yeah. What instrument is used to measure the density of liquids?
Fork.
The tongue.
No, it's another meter. It's another meter.
Oh, it's your density meter.
Mm-mm.
Densometer.
Nope.
To measure the
specific
density
gravity
of
meter.
Liquids.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
No, we don't know this. No.
Hydrometer. A hydrometer.
A hydrometer.
Oh, so your hygrometer. Okay, hydrometer. Okay.
The next five answers all contain a color. What is the name of the U.S. Navy's acrobatic flight demonstration team?
The Blue Angels.
Angels, yes.
I thought it was a bar in Berlin.
That is the Blue Angel.
Yes. The Smothers Brothers and Phyllis Diller first made their appearance at this San Francisco club.
The Purple Onion.
Yes. Very good. All right. This is a Beatles cartoon movie.
I thought it was the Purple Cow.
The no. Yellow Submarine.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
They got it. The Yellow Submarine.
Oh, the Yellow Submarine.
Without your help.
I missed it.
The
I
Canadian. Who was the Canadian pilot who claimed victory over the Red Baron?
Francis Gary Powers.
No.
Sergeant Preston?
It's got to have a color in it.
Color.
Whitefield.
No.
Victory over
black.
The Red Baron.
Not black. The other color shoes come in most commonly.
Brown Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, Victor Brown.
Roy Brown.
Yes, that's what I said.
Brown
Roy Victor Brown.
What was the title of Johnny Cash's autobiography?
The Man in Black.
That's
Hello,
right.
I'm Johnny Cash.
Man in Black.
Man in Black.
This actress singer's real name was Frances Gumm.
Yeah.
Judy.
What
Judy
was her stage name?
Judy Garland.
Yes. Where's the color in
I don't
oh,
know.
Garland.
I think we're off colors.
We're off colors now.
Is Garland?
No, Judy Garland's not off color. She was never
no,
off
sir.
Color. It's not fair to say that.
Straight
I saw
laced.
Her a couple times. She seemed pretty pale.
Well,
okay. General Sherman is considered to be the largest living thing in the world. What is it? I mean, that's what it says.
What?
General
it's
Sherman
a redwood
is considered
tree.
To, yes, yes.
What is it?
It's a sequoia redwood. Yes. General Sherman is considered to be the largest living thing in the
it's
world.
It's a bread box.
It's a very large.
The mind boggles. In the next six questions, provide the last word to complete the musical or operetta. Irma
Ladus.
Bomb.
Yes. Yes. All right.
Irma Adams.
Naughty.
Marietta.
Anything
goes.
Girl.
Crazy.
Talk. Yes. High.
Bye. Oh.
And low.
High five.
High there.
High society.
Nope.
High tech.
Nope.
High
anxiety.
No.
High
well, I'll accept that. That's just a title.
That's
that is
the title of a film.
It's what Sarah says at the beginning of the show. High Ed.
Yes. It's he has high spirits, but high anxiety is one. Okay.
High
Bloomer.
Girls.
That's
State
right.
Park.
State Park. What Bloomer is the proper name for the blank page at the what?
Bloomer in Love.
What is the proper name for the blank page at the first of the book, right after you open it, at the back and at the or at the back of the book, just before the rear cover?
The scribble sheet.
Extra page.
No.
No, they do.
Where
have
I
a
write
name.
My name.
They do have a name. I don't know what it is.
No, I take a guess.
No.
Palimpsest. No, that's
the. What is that thing? That's
the me fi.
The fill trip person.
No, it's the fly leaf.
Fly leaf.
Oh,
the fly leaf.
Of course, would you please sign my fly leaf?
That's mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon. I wouldn't touch that with a fly with a 10-foot pole.
What is the name of the novel by William Kennedy, which won the 1984 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction?
1984.
Winning through intimidation.
No.
Looking out for number one.
Gosh, no.
Hmm.
Well,
William Kennedy.
Think
is it
of
a spy?
A TV series with Raymond Burr.
Perry Mason.
Another one.
Ironsides.
All right, now take the first syllable of that.
The iron glove.
And now think of another term for a narcotic that one smokes.
The iron dope?
Marijuana. No, not iron dope. Iron
yeah. grass.
Yeah.
Now you're getting there. What is another thing for, what's another term for something that grows in your lawn other than grass?
Weed.
Weed.
Yes,
iron weed.
Yes.
I don't know the book.
Neither do
yeah,
I.
Either.
I think the Pulitzers are kind of like the Nobels, you know. They really
the Emmys.
I missed it.
Silliness to award. Well, very good.
Those
panel.
Were. We did very well on those,
right.
If I do say so
you
myself.
We're not. Undone by Mr. Armada, so he'll get his.
Those were good questions, though.
Yes. Every time we win, John thinks those were good questions.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
I've noticed. There's
We've
a pattern
noticed.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, our next set of questions comes from Debbie Anderson of Columbus,
and he
Ohio.
Says he's not competitive, you know.
Who says, Dear Sirs, I am a 17-year-old, Dear Sirs and Madams, I mean, come on. I am a 17-year-old high school senior, and I enjoy your program immensely. I tune it in Sunday nights at 12 o'clock on WBNSAM, mm-hmm. and I'm always prepared for a laugh. I'm a Beatle maniac and collect old records from the 60s. Those are really old. Yeah.
Old, yeah.
Here are some questions about the music of that era. You are expected to answer 9 of 15 questions.
We used to call it the new music.
Yeah. What group contained Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant as one-time members?
Yardbirds.
Yes. Very good. What group did Page and Plant later join?
Led Zeppelin.
Very good. Name the members of the Monkees. This is gonna be
Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Mike Nesmith, and
Rita Moreno.
Peter Tork or York or something
very
like
good.
That.
Peter Tork, very good. Okay, if he gets all of these, he gets tenure.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
What songwriting team wrote most of the Monkees' tunes and had a few records of their own?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Oh dear. Well, Tommy Boyce.
And Hart.
Okay.
Gary,
very good.
Not Gary Hart. He's...
No, he was somebody else, but I'll give you half.
Yeah,
Bobby
Hart,
Hart.
Bobby Hart.
What infamous person was Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys associated with?
Ronald Reagan?
Charles Manson. Very good.
He was?
Yes.
She was kidding.
No idea. Yeah.
Let's take a little break while
Manson
Sarah recovers.
Hello, do you know me? When I ship my questions to Ask the Professor, my name is heard across the United States. You can have your name heard across the states, and even more importantly, get an autographed photograph of the panel. No, that's photographed autograph. If you send your questions to Ask the Professor, 3800 Puritan, Detroit, Michigan, 48238. Be somebody like me.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from November 1984. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from November 1984.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Debbie Anderson on music of the 60s. And you wanted to make a comment, Professor Klemensky?
Well, I don't think Plant was in the Yardbirds ever, but the others were.
Okay, we just wanted to make that clear so we don't have people sending us telegrams. What festival launched the careers of Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin?
Monterey.
That's right. Pete Townsend of The Who has a distinctive way of playing his guitar. What is it?
He smashes it.
He stands on his head.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't do the other.
Well, I don't know. He does big circles with his arm when he plays, when he strums it.
That's it.
Isn't big circular motion, I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Name the other original members of The Who.
Roger Daltrey.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Moon.
Yep.
And somebody else.
Okay. Close enough.
And a friend of theirs.
John Entwistle.
Entwistle, yeah, the bass player.
Yes. After Keith Moon died in 1978, Kenny Jones replaced him as drummer. What British group of the 60s was Jones a member of?
The Small Faces.
That's very good. This is just mind-boggling to me.
That was a guess.
I'm in awe.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, this is enough to make me go out and buy an Izod shirt.
Small Faces sang a song about a place where it's all too beautiful. What is this place called?
Thomas Edison was going there.
All Too Beautiful. What's this place called?
I know the song. I don't remember now.
Des Moines.
Ichiku Park.
That's it. That's it. That is it.
Not Kichiku Park, but Ichiku.
That's it. Okay. What group recorded In a Gata da Vida, whatever that is?
The Iron Butterfly. Iron as in heavy.
Yes.
Butterfly as in light and soft.
Oh, how subtle. How subtle. What group recorded the album Mass in F Minor, sung entirely in Latin?
The Friars.
J.S. Bach and the...
No, this was some kind of energized fruit product.
The Chocolate Catcher's Mint?
No.
Oh, the Psychedelic Banana?
No.
The Electric Orange.
The Electric...
The Electric Fruit.
Watermelon.
They were a regular group.
Prunes.
Yes.
The Electric Prunes.
The Electric Prunes.
Ah, who can forget?
Well, we almost did. That's for sure. Name the groups each member of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young belonged to originally.
Stephen Stills was from Buffalo Springfield, as was Neil Young.
Yep.
What's his name was?
Crosby
was from the Byrds.
Right.
It's B-Y-R-D-S.
Right.
And
Nash
was from the Hollies.
Very good. Very good. Who sang Incense and Peppermints?
Incense and Peppermint.
Can you remember it?
I know the song, but I don't know.
Well, think of another fruit that is also a color and grows on hillsides.
Plum.
And spreads all over the backyard if you're not careful. But you want it to spread all over the backyard.
You do or you don't?
You do.
You usually do.
But the birds usually get it before you can get out there and start harvesting.
Strawberry.
Alarm clock.
That's right, the strawberry alarm clock. Very good. Now, What popular San Francisco group takes us on a journey through Wonderland with the White Rabbit?
The Jefferson Airplane, now the Jefferson Starship.
Very good. Excellent. That's it. Professor Clemansky.
But which group took us on the journey?
Lewis Carroll and the Carolettes.
Well, Professor Clemansky, this is...
You knocked that right out of the pot.
This is
astounding.
You realize
send more.
Means.
These are good questions.
We're going to get thousands of these now.
Well, it means that we finally found something you know.
That's true. That's true.
Now you know how I occupy my time.
We certainly do that. Well, we thank Debbie Anderson, and we hope she likes her photographed autograph and bumper sticker, and send in some more for Clemansky, or for anybody for that matter.
But, if you send those in there for Clemansky.
That's right. Okay, next set of questions comes from Neil Rifkin of Livonia, who says, before you are 10 easy questions on baseball with one bonus question included. Good luck. Okay.
I don't know if we can do baseball.
I don't either. Mike Hayes is gone.
Yep.
Anyway. Who was the first player ever to hit two inside-the-park home runs in the same game? Name the player and the year. I'll say
Willie Wilson.
Player, that'll be amazing enough.
It's not Willie Wilson.
Is it a modern person?
Well, if you consider World War I modern.
Oh, well.
Was it like a Ty Cobb type person?
Babe Ruth?
Guess. No,
it's not a name that we otherwise know, is that
not
right?
Not that I would think.
Then we'll give him the point.
Yeah, Rabbit Marinville.
Oh, yes.
Rabbit Moranville.
That's right.
Oh. George, we don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to know? I do.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Moranville?
He should. Yeah. And why should you, George?
He's from Boston.
Yep.
I don't know why, but it's
yes,
a name
Boston
I grew
Braves.
Up with.
1919.
Boston you don't know Braves. Why, but you knew he was a hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are four players in baseball history who have hit three home runs in one game while playing for teams in the American and National Leagues. One player was Babe Ruth. Name the other three.
Nate Colbert.
No.
Mantle.
Nope.
Carl Yastrzemski.
Nope.
Were any
Willie
from
Mays.
Detroit? Detroit
nope.
Tigers?
Nope.
No.
Not that I know of.
We don't know.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Placido Domingo.
Ted Williams.
And Carlo Bergonzi.
There we are.
Now, Johnny Mize, Claudel Washington, and Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
We should have
sure.
known him. Yeah.
This pitcher threatened to quit baseball for good after the 1960 season because of his pitching record, which consisted of only 8 victories and 13 defeats. Despite his complaining, this pitcher within the following 6 years win the Cy Young Award 3 times, pitch 4 no-hitters, and lead the majors the lowest ERA percentage in strikeouts, a combined total of 9 times. Name this pitcher.
Sandy Koufax.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And speaking of pitchers, which former New York Yankee pitcher had the highest winning percentage in the majors during the 1922 season?
Babe Ruth.
Nope.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
I know he was.
In 22?
Bullet Joe Bush.
We've got Rabbit, Moranville, Bullet Joe. They had colorful nicknames.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who led the majors with 21 home runs in 1911? Player and team.
Big name?
Nope.
Pass.
Wildfire Schulte of the Chicago Cubs.
See what I mean?
Name the only pitcher who won 3 World Series games in 3 different decades. And this is a modern pitcher.
Is he a relief pitcher?
No. He's a starter.
He's a starter.
You see him all
Warren
over the
Spahn.
Place in ads.
Palmer.
Yes. Jim Palmer.
3 different decades.
Yeah, 1966, 71.
Rubber-armed McGinty.
Who was the American League's most valuable player in 1970? He played for the Orioles. He had one of those typically Southern nicknames.
Bobby Boy.
That makes no sense.
Billy Bob.
No, it's kind of like lurch or, you know, growl or groan. It's in that category.
Belch,
Boog
Powell.
Boog Powell, yes, that's it. You've got
good
it.
Hint, Ed. When you said Belch, I knew exactly what you meant.
You said Belch.
Yes. I just got you started, that's all.
John gives himself his own hints.
Who is the only player ever to hit a Grand Slam home run in the annual All-Star game? This was in 1983.
Fred Lynn.
Yes. Name the St. Louis Cardinal who hit a game-winning three-run homer in the fourth game of the 1964 World Series versus the Yankees.
Stan Musial.
No, this is hint. This player also hit a three-run homer against the Detroit Tigers in the 68 World Series.
Kurt Flood.
Nope.
Who else was playing for?
I don't know.
Lou Brock.
Nope.
Who?
Tim McCarver. Name the four teams Leo Durocher managed during his baseball career.
The Dodgers.
Yes.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn. Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers, Los Angeles. No. Is that right? No?
Nope.
Now that's Cubs. The one I remember.
He was a Cubby manager.
Cubs is one of them.
A Cleveland team?
No, Chicago.
Chicago. But is the other one a Cleveland?
Dodgers?
Nope.
The also the Giants.
Yes, the Giants.
New York Giants.
You got the Dodgers, the Giants, the Chicago.
And one in the Midwest.
We're moving westward.
West.
Right.
Yeah.
Kansas City or
no,
one of those?
No, farther and down.
So it's not Spokane.
No, it's not Spokane.
Down.
You're going there.
San Diego.
The Texas...
It's
Rangers.
One of the Texas teams.
What are they?
The Washington Senators.
They have
used
the
to be.
Rangers,
Jersey.
And they have
Houston
what?
Astros.
Houston Astros.
Ah,
yes,
there it is.
That's it. Very good. And the bonus question. Which panelist, an Ask the Professor, stated in August 1983 that Petoskey Jones and Bad Axe Carson were his two favorite baseball players of all time?
I don't believe he's on the panel anymore.
Yes, he is.
Oh, is he?
He's still here. Not O'Neill.
George Pickering.
George Pickering.
You
what, did I say
deny it.
Like that?
That's what you said.
I guess I can't.
That's right. Well, panel.
Not accustomed to being thrown up against the wall right
I
out here in
Mr.
public.
I think Mr. Rifkin has beaten the panel. So he'll receive
a bumper sticker, picture, the works.
Sticker.
Give it to him, yeah.
He gets the whole package.
Give it to him like he gave it to us.
Lapel pin.
Lapel pin. Ticket to the Rotary Luncheon, you know, all those things. I'd like to thank him, and our next set of questions comes from Teresa Knight of St. Clair Shores, Michigan, who says, I'm an avid listener.
Didn't she win?
She get two Academy Awards.
Yes. Two Academy Awards.
In 1 year.
On a previous show.
1942, I'm an avid listener to your show on Sunday nights at 11 on
I'm sorry we didn't remember your movies.
Yes, it's Teresa.
By your show.
Right.
About
this
her
is Teresa
show.
Knight.
Come oh, on. I see.
This is my first time writing you, so I hope the questions
welcome.
That I've chosen are a challenge.
I'm sure they will be.
Below are 22 questions with hints you must get 15 to pass. Good luck. Okay, 22 questions on starting with authors. Name the authors of the books or stories listed below. Who wrote The First 7 Years?
Of what?
Who wrote The First 7 Years?
That could be about my dissertation.
Yes, good. We'll hold off
could
on this.
Could be about mine. It's only half the story.
Parts 2 and 3 to follow.
Okay, we'll have to hold off on this. Let the panel have a whole week to ponder that question. So hang in there, Teresa. We'll get back to these in our next program. In the meantime, I have to thank the panel, Professor Pickering.
Yeah.
Professor O'Neill. Professor Nichols. Professor Gravel. Professor Klemanski. And now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed through the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor was produced by Paul Murray, assisted by Roger Hino. Our technical director is Jim Muir, executive producer is Vivian Dix, and until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from November 1984.